Now, you're welcome back to part two of Religion Matters, KFM's weekly religion reflection and social issues programme. I should add Christmas in there, I think, to our tagline, because we're sort of getting a little bit Christmassy here as each Sunday progresses during December. Now, that was When You Say Love Me from Josh Groban, a favourite of mine and a favourite of a lot of our listeners, because we get a lot of requests for that. Now, speaking of favourites and regulars, I have a favourite and a regular joining me on the phone, Sister Mary Dunn. Good morning.
Good morning, Brenda.
How are you keeping?
I'm good.
Now,
yes,
I've just
looking forward to Christmas now. Yeah.
I've just had the pleasure of listening to a beautiful new version of a song that we play quite regularly here on Religion Matters. So, first of all, tell us a little bit about the background to the recording of this particular song.
This is A Candle for You, which, as you know yourself, I brought out last year with Patricia Burke singing it. Now, you know, when a song goes out into the public domain, it can become anybody's song. And the song means a lot to the Missing Persons Helpline and to MISF, which stands for Missing in Ireland Support Service. So during the year, Celine Byrne, who is one of our favourite sopranos and from NACE, as we know, was approached on behalf of the Missing Persons Helpline to record the song, A Candle for You. And she graciously accepted this invitation. And over the last few months, we spent time recording it.
Okay. And, now, I'm going to stop you there for a minute, because I want to go back to the very beginning of this song and your inspiration for writing this particular song.
Well, I a number of years back, I read or came across a phrase by Alice Cairns, the mother of missing boy Philip Cairns. That what kept her going, or what gave her strength, was that she lights a candle for him each day, or as often as she can. And I said, gosh, there's a song in that. And so I began to write the song last year and made contact with Alice. We've become very good friends. And that's what I imaged Alice, or a mother, any parent, or anyone who has lost somebody, just sitting there wondering what has happened and questions, and but yet trying to hold on to the memories and to hold on to the hope, you know, that's all we can hold on to is hope. So that's what the story. So it's where Alice is coming from, Alice Cairns, while it does reflect the pain she has and does experience, but she wants it to be a consolation to all who experience the very same pain. She takes no ownership on this at all.
Yeah, and as we know, there are so many families and parents, mothers and fathers around the country who are sitting waiting for news, be it news that someone has been found or has gone missing by choice, or worst case scenario, that remains have been found.
That's right. And like you probably heard, last Wednesday we had the inaugural National Missing Persons Day. It was held at Farmley House, and this was the very first time that such a day was held, and it was an initiative taken by second level students in Davis College down in Mallow. They organised a campaign that would highlight this whole the whole missing persons situation. And so the government did take it on board, and the Department of Justice and Mr. Alan Chatter did initiate this day. And it was a wonderful, wonderful day. Very poignant and sad, but hopefully the solidarity of being together with people, with each other.
Yeah, and I suppose
give them strength, you know.
And as well as that, the people around the country aren't forgetting them, that even if it's once a year, that they know that their pain and the people, their loved ones who are missing, are being thought of and remembered and acknowledged by other people.
That's right. And in relation to this recording of the song, when Celine Byrne began recording it, when its journey began, we weren't aware that this day was happening. And as a lot of recordings go, there are a lot of glitches along the way and re-recording, and we didn't have a time when it would be completed. It would be when it was ready, it would be ready. And it was ready the day before this particular day on Wednesday. It was ready on Tuesday, so it was released on Friday. And so it's just such a coincidence that the song is out exactly when in this particular recording is released, the very same week that this day was held. And, you know, we're trying to encourage people to download it from iTunes. It is available in Veritas and from the Missing Persons Helpline themselves. But even even if, you know, people are not too connected with the whole missing persons, know that there are people out there that nobody remembers, that nobody even knows they're missing. And even if for that reason they were to download the song. And something else around missing people, we see an awful lot of homeless people, and it's greater now than ever. They are missing people too. Somebody is missing them and don't know. We're meeting them. We're meeting missing people every day. And maybe just to remember them, and especially at Christmas, to light a candle of love in our hearts for them, that they won't be forgotten. So that would be my encouragement for downloading the song.
Yeah, and as you said, it's gone up on iTunes as of last Friday, so it's people should have no difficulty finding it. And what we will do as well is we will put a link to it on the website, because I think it's for a great cause if people buy it. And it just means that people who are gone missing and the people who are missing them are not forgotten, as you say, especially this time of year. And so we're going to listen to the song in a little bit, but before that I just want to chat to you a little bit about your music in general. And I was kind of very struck there by, you said the phrase, "I light a candle for you." I mean, is that how your inspiration comes? It could be a phrase, it could be a word, it could be a bar of music, a prayer.
Yes, I think I always like to engage in it from my heart and make it very personal. And any music I do write, it comes from experience. I mean, I suppose the experience of maybe pain of loss. In fact, I think it was the year my own mother died that that those words of Alice were spoken. And I think that's why the hook was there for me to cling to. But I try to get into it. I can never get into another pain, but we try to walk the journey, and then through words of hope that we will offer people consolation. But I do experience it myself. You know, I cried the other day even when we were singing it. I cried when we performed it first with Patricia Burke in Clamnet. I do feel what I write.
Mm.
And that's what I think, that's what gives me strength.
Yeah. And what else are you working on at the moment?
Well, I've just completed a busy year of my five masses, and some were had to be revised in line with the new text. And the five masses are out now in one book. It just gives thanks to the Lord. And we have a CD to go with that. And so it's to keep the liturgical side of music going. It's very important, and I believe very much in it. So in the new year now, I have some workshops planned to deliver on that. And then to write more music, liturgical music to psalms. There's a list of things that I want to do, but just getting the time.
Yes, of course.
That's where my journey is going. I really appreciate the opportunity and the support that I get from others to do this.
And any thoughts ever given to a Christmas CD?
Well, maybe next year. Maybe next year. But this did take a lot of time and energy because of the nature of it. And I wanted to give that quality time. But I would love to do something around Christmas. So maybe this time next year now with your challenge and my hope, we might have something for next Christmas.
You never know. Well, yeah. I mean, now's the time to start. I think you have to, right. You're planning on doing anything next Christmas. I think you have to start definitely no later than now.
Yeah. Maybe we've lit the candle though for that journey now.
Yes. Well, absolutely. Now, we're not going to hold you to it, but we will catch up with you halfway through the year just to see how you're getting on. Listen, I want you to introduce the song in a second. But for now, Sister Mary Dawn, I'm going to say thanks a million for joining us a few times this year. It's always a pleasure to chat to you on Religion Matters. And if we don't talk to you before Christmas, just to say Happy Christmas. So now I'm going to let you introduce your song. Over to you.
Okay. So now we're going to listen to A Candle For You, sung and recorded by Celine Byrne. And the song is written to remember missing people. So as we listen to the song, we remember the families of those people who are missing and who remember the missing themselves. A Candle For You.